This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Today you're going to join me as I speak to former Merrill Lynch stockbroker Mark Jeffries, who's become a trusted advisor and communications consultant to some of the world's largest and most successful companies. Mark is a talented speaker who regularly appears as an image and communications expert on network television news, finance, and lifestyle programs. Here, he joins me to discuss his new book, What's Up With Your Handshake?, the value of soft skills in the workplace, and what attendees can expect from him as host of Cognos Forum in May. You have a new book coming out called What's Up With Your Handshake? Congratulations. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, I would love to. Thank you very much for the opportunity. The book is about the tiny, minute soft skills and strategic communication that we all use all the time and how we can harness the power of those things to get ahead of the competition. And the reason I use the word handshake in the title is, well, it always stuns me. We all know, in terms of common sense, how to shake hands. Everyone seems to know what to do. And yet, every day in business and in the social world, you shake hands with someone, and you're stunned by how awful it can be, either incredibly overly strong, overpowering, or perhaps a little damp or wet or gross in some way. So if so many people are getting the handshake wrong, and of course, let's face facts, that's a first impression, then maybe we need to revisit all of this world of common sense. And so that's what drove the initial planning behind this book.
What is covered in What's Up With Your Handshake?
What I try to do with the book is take people through what we all go through all the time. So kind of our entire day, our entire week, our entire year, and go through all of the opportunities that we are faced with and how to take advantage of each and every one. So the book looks at some of the, what I call the soft skills toolbox. Things like how we talk, our image, the language we use, the words that come out, how we look, how we appear to others, how to control perception, how to manipulate it somewhat. Then I go from there into great networking ideas, little things like how to follow up once you've met someone to ensure that you've really put yourself on the radar, that they remember you, and that you build up what I call payback credits. All that's in the book. And then I go into the power of language, specifically the words, the sentence structure, how to spin things in a positive way without people thinking you're a spinning politician. And then I go from there into some great ideas on boardroom etiquette, and also techniquette, the etiquette of technology, crucially important stuff. And then how to leverage your network, how to deliver a great elevator pitch, and how to constantly make sure that you're always ahead of everybody else. So at any point, you can kind of open that book, pick a chapter, not even a chapter, pick a page, and there'll be an idea in there. I like to think of it as a toolbox, and people can just pick and choose as they will.
How can people self-assess whether their soft skills might need a little tune-up?
I think this is probably one of the toughest areas. I mean, obviously, this is why so many companies hire me. They bring me in to assess them, and that's great, and long may that continue. But I think that assessing yourself, you have to ask yourself, how fast is your network growing? Are you a great networker? Are you building up new contacts all the time? And when you meet people, do they call you up and invite you to be part of something else? If you are out there networking and you're building a base of new contacts, you're building your personal brand. And this is a crucial area of your own development because the amount of people who know who you are and know how good you are doing whatever it is you do, that is your personal brand. And you owe it to yourself to keep growing that all the time.
You mentioned first impressions. They're critical. What are the common mistakes people make when meeting someone for the first time?
I think, you know, it brings us back to the title of the book. The handshake is very often how people first meet. The handshake on its own is a whole science, and you've got to get that thing right. For example, the ideal duration of a handshake, it's 2 seconds. It's not more than 2 seconds. I'm talking generally. I know there are big cultural differences. But when someone holds your hand and doesn't let go, even though you have clearly let go, you've gone floppy, you're done, and they're still squeezing tight, that person is saying, as part of a first impression, I shake hands my way. This is how I do business. It's all about me. That's not a great first impression to make. Also, watch their eyes. If you shake hands with someone and their eyes drop at the instant that that moment happens, they're saying, I'm not worthy of you. They're saying, I shouldn't be in this situation. I don't feel strong or confident in this situation. And as a result, I can't retain or maintain eye contact with you. So that's another big flaw in a first impression. And when people want to dominate with their words, you know, we all have things we want to say. It's very important. You know, we've built up to this moment, perhaps meeting a very senior person or a brand new client. We've got things to say. But the most important thing you can do in terms of a first impression is to listen. Because the more you listen, then the more data and information you get off that other person. And then when you finally do open your mouth, what you say is wholly relevant and it matters. And there's nothing worse than those zero empathy conversations where you say one thing and then they say something which is wholly unattached to it. For example, you go, oh my God, the road was so icy, my car slid out of control, I thought it was going to crash it. And their response is, do you know what, I must record Lost tonight. That is a zero empathy conversation, and frankly, that's the worst first impression you can make.
Are there any public figures that you admire in terms of their soft skills?
Well, you see, that's the thing. Soft skills is a very personal, very intimate thing. It's normally between one or two people. And as a result, you can't observe it on the grand stage. What you can observe out there in terms of the personalities and the players are people who often make headlines for one reason or another. And of course, at the moment and over the remainder of 2008, we'll be talking about politics a lot. And politicians have a great way of displaying their connection with people. Now, we can learn off politicians. We can learn off these public figures, especially when you're selling a concept or an idea, because it sounds good. It feels good. And again, that's the whole secret of soft skills.
In May, you'll be the host of Cognos Forum in Las Vegas for the third year running. What do you hope to share with the audience there?
Well, Forum is always great fun, and what I adore about it, especially as you pointed out, coming back year after year, is seeing the same familiar faces. And so it's tough. It's tough on me because I've got to come up with new stuff all the time. And that's one of the great things about what I do. I'm always learning, always seeing new approaches, new angles, hearing new stories. And so what I'll be doing once again is bringing to the Forum audience in Vegas some great lessons in terms of how they can improve and fine-tune the way they communicate. Because in the end, if they can communicate a brilliant idea in the best possible way, they'll sell it. And it always upsets me when there may be a great inventor or a fabulous scientist or a spectacular idea of some sort flying out there, but without the communication behind it or behind the person, it just sinks away. So I always like to bring to the Forum crowd, wherever we do the event, lots of ideas on how they can communicate their brilliance and make them even more successful.
For more information on Cognos Forum, please visit cognos.com/cognosforum. For more information on how you can get Mark at your next event, please visit markjeffries.com.
Sign up for as many classes as you can.
That's Davis Shepherd, Financial Reporting Manager at Quiznos, with his advice to first-time attendees of Cognos Forum. Cognos Forum is our annual customer conference with more than 130 breakout sessions.
Spend some time in Performance World. You can really meet a lot of contacts just walking around talking to people.
Cognos Forum happens May 12th through 15th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. Accelerate your knowledge. Sign up now at cognos.com/cognosforum. That's cognos.com/cognosforum.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.